We've heard these stories over the years, time after time. A government employee at any level retires. They never took a sick day, so they get this massive, no exaggeration, six-figure payout as they go out the door. Well, there's a proposal the Republicans down in Trenton launched that would withhold aid for towns providing excessive sick day payments. Because there are laws now that prohibit doing that, but some towns are still doing this. This effort is being led by Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz, looking to expand her previous legislation to provide the state government the power to punish municipalities that provide the excessive leave payments. This all comes about in the wake of a New Jersey Office of State Comptroller report came out earlier this month, found 57 out of the 60 municipalities that they studied failed to follow the laws that were put on the books back in 2007 and 2010 regarding unused sick leave payments. 80% of the 60 towns that were surveyed let employees cash out the sick time when they resigned or changed jobs. We had 60% allow payments over the $15,000 cap, and 48% can give employees annual payouts for their unused sick days. Now you have the Department of Community Affairs Division of Local Government Services saying, well, their claim is that they're powerless to stop these cities and towns from violating the laws from 2007 and 2010. Bill would empower the state then to penalize those towns that knowingly violate the law. I mean, in the real world, sick leave is supposed to be sort of an insurance policy in case you're too sick to work. It's never meant to be used as a bonus, but as we've seen time after time, in spite of those laws, public employees have been paid all that money as they're walking out the door. Just some of the towns include, let's see, Hackensack, Lyndhurst, Mahwah, Ridgefield, Rutherford, that's all in Bergen County. Over in Essex County, Belleville, East Orange, Verona, West Orange, there's Hoboken, Union City, West New York, Dover, Florham Park, Lincoln Park, even up in the northwest corner, Sparta and Wantage. When you think about it, too, all that money being paid out for unused sick days, couldn't that be better used for, lowering property taxes? I mean, all these mayors, city council members always say that's what they want to do. Well, here's a golden opportunity, but town after town just ignoring the laws and shoveling out all that money. We've put a link to the report, too. It's kind of cool, too. It has an interactive map, covers six areas where the state laws are not followed. You can click around and see your town, neighboring towns, compare, see which ones make you ill the most. And hopefully you have sick time coming. That way, after you get sick, seeing some of these numbers, you can stay home and recover.